Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't it up.
If you love reality, this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Bye, pumpkin.
My ear is gone.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
Who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone?
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The morphlest of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing...
Hello, and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Real House Husbands podcast.
Yes, we are so super excited because this week we're talking about the times in your life when it's just a series of random ass events that you couldn't even predict if you had a crystal ball.
Exactly. We said, like, back in episode one of this podcast that we need a camera to follow us around in our everyday lives, because the stories that we're going to tell you today, or the series of stories that we're going to tell you today, you just wouldn't believe unless you watched it back on TV.
That's just so goddamn random, mate, isn't it? But the person we're going to be talking to later, it doesn't get more spontaneous and random than this queen, Lizzie from Maths, is going to be joining us. And we've met Lizzie before. She is so random, so lovable. But if anyone's going to put their two cents in about a series of random events, it's Lizzie.
Yes, I love her. But I wanted to take everyone on a journey here with us.
Oh, my God. A random ass crazy AF journey.
Very random journey. Tim and I had only been together. This is like the year that we met. And there was this really cheap cruise that came up online. And we're like, let's just jump at it. Let's just do a spontaneous cruise. Yes. So, straight away, that's the sort of things that we kind of do. It's just like, oh, that looks good. Let's do it.
Where did it even go to? It was like Fiji or something crazy?
Vanuatu, New Caledonia. Like a South Pacific cruise. It was like 8 nights, I think.
And we obviously got the drinks package. So, we knew it was going to be a ball blast of fun. But anyways, right from the get-go, the second we boarded that ship, it was the most random events ever.
Can I rewind like a few days?
Yeah.
Remember, we were moving house and I had said, I'm going to put my passport in this spot because I don't want to lose it. And then, of course, I move house. Do you think I can find my passport?
No.
No. So, a couple of days before we go on this cruise.
You lost your passport.
Yeah. So, I'm doing the emergency passport renewal form. Let's go to the consulate thing in Sydney and do the emergency thing. It cost me, like, we got this cheap cruise and then it cost me $600 or something for this emergency one-day, 24-hour passport.
Oh, my God. And then the second we got on the ship, right from the get-go, it was just outrageously random. I think, well, like I said before, we had the drinks package. So, the second we got on, we're necking vodka Red Bulls. We're pissed 15 minutes after we got on board. I remember dancing on the balcony and the ferries of chock-a-block full of people going to work were driving past the boat. And we were out in the balcony like, like, I think we had our shirts off dancing around.
We're like, hello, Sydney. Have fun at work.
Oh, my God. And then a knock at the door. It was the cleaner to, like, introduce himself. And he's like, oh, sorry, misters. You want me to split the bed for you? You two friends? We're like, no, we're married. We're going to be having sex.
Keep it together.
Do not split the bed, whatever you do.
He's like, oh, sorry, sir.
I think he loved us. Like, we left him a big tip, didn't we?
Yeah, we were probably drunk when we did that too. But, like, skip forward. Like I said, it is literally lunchtime. We have downed, like, 10 pina coladas. We're 10. Vodka Red Bulls. We're
30.
Like, we are, like, trashed. We're pigging out at the buffet, all the rest of it. But we get to the night time And we have been drinking since about 10 a.m.
Oh, my
constantly,
God.
Constantly, and decided to go to the nightclub.
How did we do that? We were just dancing the night away. And long story short, we basically got blackout drunk. We woke up the next morning, went to the breakfast buffet. These two old ladies came up to us and we're like, oh, my dancing boys from last night. And we're like, what the fuck? What did we do, first of all? And who the hell are these two old chicks?
I have no idea. Like, I remember getting to the club and then waking up. I don't have any recollection of going from that nightclub back to our cabin.
We hit the ground running, I think, way too hard. But the other random fact about this cruise, it was legit, I kid you not, the whole cruise, apart from us, was a stripper convention. Like, there was literally, like, thousands of strippers.
Calm down. It was a pole dancing.
Oh, yeah.
It was pole dancing convention.
A pole dancing convention.
There you go. This is another reason why we need a camera, because Tim over-exaggerates everything.
But, mate, remember how we tried to sneak him under the pole dancing convention classes? And they're like, where's your name badge? Where's your red, what is it, backstage pass? We're like, we don't have one. Please just let us in.
Security. I'm like, well, you can't kick us off the boat because we're in the middle of the Pacific.
But we met some really cool pole dancing chicks, eh?
Yeah, like Sky. If
you're listening, love Sky.
We love you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She flashed her titties at our engagement party. Remember that?
Yeah, that was really cool.
She was iconic, but mate,
we probably shouldn't have bleeped her name, but that's all good.
Sky was amazing. We've got to get Sky back around here to teach us some moves. But remember, mate, when you literally shat yourself in front of me on the cruise?
Oh my God. So again, remember, we haven't been together that long and we went to the Japanese restaurant on board. Oh, yeah. And I have a lactose intolerance. So
Guts go at the drop of the hat.
Yeah, like full cream milk, ice cream, creamy pastas, most desserts, like chocolate and things like that. But
yes,
this Japanese restaurant was so nice, and all the food's free on the cruise. So I will pigging out.
Yeah.
Gets to the dessert.
Yes.
And it was this chocolate lava cake. And I ordered it because it was free, even though I'd only planned on like sniffing it or having one bite so I wouldn't react.
Yes.
But I had the one bite and it was delicious. I mean, this was the best dessert I have ever eaten.
And then what?
I inhaled it.
Yeah.
So on the way on the way back to the cabin, I was like, oh my gosh, like I could feel my stomach churning.
Something hit your guts, didn't it?
Uh-huh. And I was just like, as we got to like probably like, I don't know, 20 meters from our door, I said, Tim, you need to stay outside. Please stay outside. And you're like, oh no, it's okay. I'm like, no, you don't understand what is about to happen. And so like we get inside the cabin. I run inside. I'm like, Tim, please block your ears.
God.
And then it was this.
I dead set remember you pushed me out the door, slammed the door, and you're like, don't listen. Mate, I'm not going to lie. I have my ear perched up against that door. It sounded like dead set Mount Vesuvius erupting, the moaning and groaning. I'm surprised we didn't get kicked off the ship because that was loud.
Sound I've never like heard anything like that.
Talking about getting kicked off the ship though, remember how we nearly got kicked off because we had the drinks package. Day one, we had the drinks package, but we were scared that the drinks on board weren't going to be good enough. I don't know why, but so we decided to smuggle a bottle of vodka on, but so we wouldn't get in trouble if they caught us, we wrapped the bottle up in cute wrapping paper with a dildo, just in case they found it and were like, oh, sorry, it was like a Valentine's Day present or gift to one of us because we went around Valentine's Day. And well, long story short, they found it and they were like, you need to go downstairs. Basically, like, you guys are in trouble. And we're like, oh my God, we're going to get kicked off the ship. They found it and they're like, basically slapped their wrist and we're like, don't let it happen again.
Yeah, literally. If you're ever going to go on a cruise, don't smuggle anything from your bag because they could be like, they put it through a scanner and you can see where there's liquid.
Yeah.
But we were packing it. Like, I was so nervous. I'm like, we're not even going to go on this cruise. We're going to get kicked off. And they just said, we're just going to take it. You can come and collect it on the last day. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to try again next time.
Oh, my God, mate. Remember when we met the swingers in the hot tub? There was this outrageous couple and we thought they were just like these part of the stripper convention.
Oh, my God, I'd forgotten
and
about
they
that.
Were full-blown swingers and they were like coming onto us both. We're like, hey, hold up here. Like, we're not swingers. We're together, but we're not going to swing around this ship. And then didn't one of them like get with a dude or something random?
Yeah, so because they said to us that they were just, that's my best friend. The girl was like saying, oh, no, that's just my best friend. He's hooked up with like multiple. See that girl from the pole dancing convention? Oh, he slept with her last
night. He'd been with half the chicks on the ship, hadn't he?
Yeah, and like he really wasn't even that attractive.
But just a filthy man slut, wasn't he?
But then it got towards the end of the cruise and she's like, oh, no, we're swingers. We just didn't want people to judge us. I'm like, well, now we judge you.
Oh my God, they were outrageous.
Well, another thing that, like, that's again typical us when we go on a holiday is that we're going on this South Pacific holiday. It's meant to be sunshining, like cocktails out, sunbaking up on the balcony or whatever you call it, you know, around the pool. But it was literally a tropical depression. We had this cyclone chase our boat from the get-go. Oh, my God.
So- we were literally in the eye of the cyclone for the full-blown week. The boat was rocking like crazy. I don't think there was 1 second of that whole cruise where it was flat, calm seas.
No,
full-blown cyclone, typhoon, the entire trip. It was crazy.
Maybe that's why the lead singer of the band was so shit. Remember, like the girl would come on and everyone would be like, you go girl, you got this. Yes. And then, like, literally the dude would walk onto the stage.
The crowd would boo him.
You would hear
literally boo him.
Literally, they'll go, oh.
But mate, they put him, the show went for like an hour. He was in every single song.
Oh, no.
So by the end of it, but he was like tone deaf. I've never heard a shitter singer. Like, we were half pissed the whole cruise. I reckon we could have hit a better note than that dude. And literally at the end, he came out, was doing like bows, expecting like a standing ovation. And the audience was literally like, boo, you're shit. Get him off. But
so to summarize, we went on an 8-day South Pacific cruise
in the middle of a cyclone
with a pole dancing convention. I shat my pants.
Yeah, crazy swingers, crazy strippers. What else happened?
Story of our life is pretty much all I want to say.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think what else went down. Like, didn't I get seasick there at one point? I was just projectile spewing in the bathroom or something.
Pretty
crazy.
Sure that was the booze, not the ocean.
I'm literally like a word of advice for anyone who's ever going to do a cruise, get a balcony because we got like borderline claustrophobia, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's probably another reason we got so sucked into all these random outrageous events is because we were just like running around the shit nonstop. The shit.
The shit.
The shit. Coming from me. Coming from you.
Yeah, coming from me.
Oh, my God.
You're thinking about my story.
But in a nutshell, God damn it, I wish we had a film crew for that holiday because that would have been so iconic to watch that go down in like a series of unfortunate, random ass events.
Yes.
We're going to go on another cruise, hopefully not in the middle of a cyclone.
Yes. But coming up next, we're talking with Lizzie from Maps.
Yes.
And like we said earlier, she is one of the most random random people we have ever met, but she's like an iconic queen.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to chat with her.
Oh my God, we should go on a cruise with Lizzie. There's our next holiday.
That's a reality TV.
Yes. Stay tuned. It's going to be a random ass chat with Lizzie coming up next.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're on.
Testing.
Is this no one's got a headphone. We can't hear the test.
Okay, Lizzie, here we go. So this might be in it, but like this is our intro for you.
We should leave this bit in it.
Okay, here we go. She was a participant on the 6th season of Married at First Sight in 2019. She then returned the following year to try and find love again. The entire world fell in love with her outrageous personality, captivating energy, and downright meme-worthy behavior. Without a doubt, she was hands down our favorite from the get-go across any season. We are obsessed with her, we love her, and we could not be happier she's here today with us, the Queen of Maths, Lizzie!
Yes!
Welcome, Lizzie!
That was so good.
You guys, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, yes, tell me more.
I can't believe it. Lizzie from Maps is in our house. This is some next level shit.
I'm afraid you're going to leave me for Lizzie after that intro.
If anyone was going to tell me straight, it's freaking Lizzie.
I love it. I'm all for it. I'm just like, tell me more.
Can I actually tell you a really funny story straight off the bat?
Yeah.
So you used to work at a jeweler's at Charlestown Square, right?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that became common knowledge. I think Tim went on like a Google rampage, right? And when the first like season 6, is it that you're the first time you were on Maths. We were obsessed with it, and Tim was just like fangirling over you hardcore. And we're all going up the escalator, and he's like, oh, that's the jewelers that Lizzie used to work at. And and he goes, I'm going to go in and ask if she's there. I said, you can't do that, Tim. Like, you just simply can't do that. He goes, no, I'm going to.
Dead set. We'd go to Charleston Square. I'm like, you go to Woolies, do the shopping. I'm going to go stalk Lizzie. Like, it's happening.
Oh my God.
But I never found you. I could never find Lizzie.
So do you want me to tell this? Like, so I did the show. I only filmed for about, 3 to 4 weeks in total for Series 6. I really wasn't present.
What?
Yeah, so it's weird how much of an impact I did make. I still don't understand.
It was all the ads that were leading up to the show airing. It looked like you were going to be there the whole time.
You were so So only 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, and so I was managing that particular jewelry store in Northern Beaches, and then I moved to a different jewelry store. But when it finished, we were told to keep a low profile. So my parents live in Newcastle, so I was still going back and forth, but I asked to like work up there. So that's why you wouldn't have seen me all the time, because I was living in Sydney. It was just
devastated life.
To, you know, get a little bit of...
that was your biggest mistake, because there were stalkers in Newcastle like Tim.
Yeah, I've seen so many people come up to me, go, you managed that store, you were there. I was like, no, I was only there for like a summer job, like just to hide out. But it got so bad, they had to bring in security.
No way.
Because people were giving
just
me...
Made.
No. No, because when the ad dropped, no joke, people were flocking. I couldn't do it. Like, I just... couldn't be out on the floor. People just wanted photos. There were people who wanted me to have photos with their babies and not them.
That
oh
is
my God.
Like you're like Mother Teresa.
Their babies. And I said, like, do you not want to be in the photo? And
I love that.
They were just like, no, we just want the baby. And I'm just like,
so every man and their dog were frothing on Lizzie.
I couldn't go to work anymore. Really? So
you were getting swamped by the paparazzi.
Well, no, just everyday people, but it was Newcastle, where I was meant to be hiding out and keeping a low profile. And I just couldn't. So that's why I stopped going doing my Northern Beaches stuff.
No way.
Yeah. And I recall I went to go to the food court and someone ran after me, chased me, and I started running.
And
I was
so
like,
good.
What is this world? Like, it was just insane.
Like screaming out, Lizzie, we love you. Like.
Yeah, like literally charging at me. And I still agreed to do a few more shifts. So I just drive up to Newcastle.
Yeah.
I just stay at my parents, just work there every now and then. So that's why you
finally
find
enough,
me.
We get after Amazing Race, like we like moved to Sydney.
Yeah.
And well, we're in like eastern suburbs where everyone's like, I know who they are, but I'm not gonna say hello.
Yeah.
But then every time we'd visit back to Newcastle, same deal. People are like, oh, can we get photos? And they like chase you up the escalator and that sort of stuff. Newcastle was probably the wrong choice to come and hide out.
Oh my God.
That's what like I thought, oh well, no one actually came anywhere near me in Northern Beaches, but at Newcastle, people were just like, hey, I'm what? Like, oh geez.
That was Tim.
apologies for my stalking past, but dead set, Lizzie, meeting you, you are just as nice, as genuine, as bubbly, as charismatic as you were on that show for the 2 seasons. Like, we are dead set, like, in love with you.
I'm going to have to interrupt you, though, because I feel like when I was on Series 7, I looked like a total bitch. I felt like I was watching myself and I was like, I look mean. I look judgy and bitchy and mean. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
It's all good television.
No way. See, I was getting good energy from the get-go, to be honest. Like, there's something about Lizzie that it's just hard not to like, honestly.
And you stand up for, like, what's right.
Yes.
And that's what I really like about you.
That's good. That is a good quality. You stand up for the truth.
So when I got approached to do the show, the first thing that I said to myself was that if I was going to be loud and, you know, all that jazz, that I wouldn't hurt anyone during the process.
Yeah.
So it was about, like, making, you know, enhancing my natural personality, but not to hurt anyone else. That was the main goal. I didn't want to be mean to anyone. It was just like make myself, you know.
That's so nice. Yeah. Was there anything that you look back watching and go, oh my gosh, ultimate cringe. I can't believe I just did that.
What
or
the
said
hell
that.
Was I thinking?
Well, when I was watching it back, some of the episodes I was watching back at my parents' house and I was just so excited. I was like, they let me on national TV. I was like, I don't call any of those people. And I'm like poking my dad. I was like, I was so excited. I was so excited and just could not believe that they let me on TV.
That's
Who let this Looney Tune out here on TV? That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my, geez.
Oh my God. Well, your mum and dad is blown away, like proud of you. Like, oh my God, this is our girl. She's on the box, slaying the game.
Yeah. And I feel like I spoke a lot of truth. Like I wasn't. Yeah, like you said before, there was just some behavior that I saw from other people. And I was like, oh, hell no.
This is not going to happen. No. Jesse, sorry, I want to know who out of the most recent season, season, what was that? Eight? Yes. No? Nine? Maybe eight? What?
Oh, so the one that
that's just been on TV.
Yeah.
Season eight, who was your top pick? Who was your favorite and who was your least favorite? Give us the tea, girl.
I didn't watch it.
Do you know how many people have said that?
No, I didn't watch it, but I was following I am following can I say the name? Like,
Yeah.
I'm following The Wash online. So the articles that were put out there.
Yeah.
And so just the articles that were put out. So I'm aware of Bryce. He sounds like a real dickhead.
Yes.
Like an absolute dick. And then I remember I looked at, I think it was Belinda and Samantha, and the blonde-haired one, the blonde-haired girl and the curly hair. I don't know their stories, like what's put out there, but they just, I got a good vibe about them.
Yeah.
And then I recently met Liam.
Yes.
And I love Liam. He's lovely.
Yes, the bisexual dude.
Yeah.
He seems like a legend. Like, once again, we didn't watch it, but the fact that he was so open and like proud to be himself on the show is monumental, I reckon.
I still think it was very cringy.
How they
did it and how they like showed that he was bisexual really hit a nerve for me. And that's when I actually, like, this is a reality TV podcast and we have to watch reality TV to talk about reality TV. And I like lost interest from that point on. It was
so he's a nice dude, Lizzie.
Yeah, he's so chill and so easy to talk to.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just so chill.
In a nutshell, what is the worst thing about being involved in that sort of mass umbrella? Like during the filming and the airing of it, what is the worst thing that you think, oh my God, I had to endure that? That was just like torturous. Like,
I don't know. Like I was, I kind of loved the dinner parties. I loved
oh my God, were they good?
I wanted to be at one.
I wanted to stir the pot. I wanted to just give someone a look to start something off. I'm going to put my hands up. I was a shit.
Really? But you didn't throw wine on anyone.
I love you even more now.
No, I didn't throw wine, but
I was stirring
just
the pot, girl.
She was the reason that you poured the wine.
Maybe that reunion, that with the wine, I maybe could have made people ruffle their feathers a little bit to get them started.
Oh,
that could have been.
So you were floating around the room just poking at shit?
No, I think I just, everyone was getting along and I kind of just started pointing my fingers and being like, this and is here's the dickhead here. and I kind of blew up from there and I went quiet. So then it just exploded afterwards. But
you dropped the bomb and run, girl.
I unfortunately did.
Like, it's pretty common knowledge, I think. So just say, fuck you, Brad. I'm not answering if you want.
Yeah.
But like, you don't drink alcohol.
No, I don't, no.
But was it hard being involved in a where wines are pouring, there's a lot of drama going on and like everyone's getting on the wines and kicking off? Was that hard for you being the sober person in the room?
Not at all.
You're loving it.
I was like,
so much more present.
I know. Do you know what though? Because I can look, I can go from 0 to 100 very, very quickly.
Oh, don't need alcohol.
No, and everyone was on my level. So I was just
good.
Yeah.
Does anyone like cut her off? She's too drunk. You're like, I'm sober, bitches.
Oh my God, I can see your dog looking over the corner.
Oh, Dizzy.
Diesel.
Get down, buddy.
So cute.
Dizzy's Lizzie's biggest fan.
Oh my God, I'm going to take him home. what was the question? Let me just go back.
You getting cut off at the thing. No.
I got distracted by the dog. No, because I wasn't drinking alcohol, I wasn't even inquisitive about it. So I don't really know story about like if people were made to drink more or anything, and I never really asked anyone.
I have so much more respect for you now for the fact that you endured that shit sober. Oh my God. Like, you deserve like 15 gold medals because that would be a challenge.
No, but what does that say about my personality? I'm a little worried about my own thoughts now.
I'm pretty sure though, did you still use wine glasses but had water in them?
So I even remember doing the promo and they wanted to look like that I was drinking. And I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't want
stuck
to
your guns.
Look, we did some, is it GIFs? Giffies?
Yeah.
Those things? Yeah. So I had wine glass on that. But when they were first filming, I didn't want any wine glass in front of me because I didn't want to look like I was drinking. Yeah. I didn't want to look like, but it's so funny because everyone always thought that I was sloshed. And I was like, actually, unfortunately, this is my personality.
I'm jealous. I wish I could be like that with that
goal. You save a lot of money.
So Tim actually wrote a whole lot of questions down like earlier, and I actually didn't see the last few that he must have added, and I just had a squeeze down there.
Oh my God.
Where is it? There's a question saying, if you could have a threesome from anyone from MEFS, who would it be? Oh, no. That's so good. When you were just answering that question, I had a squeeze down at the page. I was like, Tim, why are you doing one before to be this?
This is the only question I want to know.
Look at me going to answer. I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Okay, you're in the room. Who are the other two people there with you? Maths related from any of the seasons,
any season,
including the experts.
It'd be Seb, but double him.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! No way! Yeah. So Seb times two.
Yeah, two Sebs.
Holy smokes!
I'm doubling that shit.
I've always said that too. I'm like, everyone always like gives us a hard time because we don't do threesomes in our relationship. I'm like 100% up for threesomes.
Yeah.
If the other person is Tim as well. I just need two Tims.
You have the maths thing, and it's kind of like, I don't really know any of these people, but Seb was my partner.
Exactly.
And so, of course, and I mean, I know we're not together now, but have you seen his body?
Yes.
And Seb's the kind of guy, I hope you don't mind me saying, like, I would sense they would have a massive schlong. Like, I reckon you would have a huge penis.
I don't even know how to answer these questions.
Lizzie, you know what? You know, don't ever do it. We tried to clone a Willy once.
What?
It's like you make your own dildo, but it's like you have to do it. I was thinking you did not work.
In the lab or like, something, like creating a fucking penis.
Yeah, it sounds incredible, but it crashed and burned. It was a huge failure because you had to get like the paper mache. You had to get erect. You had to mold it. And we're like, this is going to be incredible when I'm away or when you're away, we can use each other's fake penises.
It was
the worst thing we've ever done. Don't ever do it.
Okay. Noted. Putting it down, jotting it down. Don't clone a penis.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let me say something about Martha.
Yes.
You know how they gave her the Kmart Kardashian sort of label?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. That bitch is going to make them all eat their words. You look at her mum that's on Celebrity. Is it Celebrity Big Brother? No, it's Normal Big Brother. But I see how I go to say Celebrity already. I watch that girl's stories. She's entertaining. They will all eat their words and she will get her own TV show and she will be Australia's Kim Kardashian.
Keeping up with Martha.
Yes. And I hope she does. That. I hope she shoves it in everyone's face who tore her to shreds.
No way.
I hope she fucking like, and I hope she wins Celebrity Apprentice. I feel like she's going to go far. I just like hat off to her. I hope she goes well and just makes everyone eat their words.
Lizzie, stuff maths. If you're going to come back for any other reality show, what would it be? You got to sign up to one and give us everything we want to see.
Can I be a host though? I'd rather be a host.
What would you host?
I don't know. Didn't think that one through. I don't know.
You must have had like a show, like you're going to come back and host Bachelor.
I'm just like,
yeah, I've got nothing.
Oh my God, the price is right. I could see you hosting The Price is Right.
Fuck, I mean.
If the pay gets there.
I'm just like, okay, here we go.
You got to be the weather girl on the Today Show. The weather girl? You would slay that shit.
No, I would get confused and don't know where the fuck I'm pointing. That would be a total disaster. You see what I did to your, like, is that a mouse pad or something? I ruined everything when I tried to be careful. I sometimes don't know what's left and right when I'm driving. Someone says turn right. I'm like, right hand.
You literally are the female version of Tim.
Oh, I fucking love that.
I can't drive either.
I go left.
Can you drive a manual?
No.
Do you sometimes think the brakes are the accelerator? Because I do.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
gosh. Before the Amazing Race, I taught him how to drive a manual and it was the scariest experience of my entire life.
But then I feel like I am a good driver. I mean, but then I just sometimes might get a little confused. I shouldn't be saying this.
The police are going to follow you.
Crap.
Lizzie, I'm terrified of birds. So anytime a bird comes near the car, I swerve. Oh, honestly, like,
that's not good.
If a bird swoops the car, we're gone.
So if a bird's walking along the.
See, that freaks me out. Like, ducks are all right. The car magpies, don't even get me started.
Can I tell you, ducks are evil?
What?
Ducks are fucking evil.
Wait, what, really?
Don't like, you love blood this podcast?
This has just become so random.
That's the thing with me. You can go in one direction, I'll completely steer you in another.
Ducks on the road.
I know. The duck hissed at me. Like, I was walking in the park by myself and I was like, look at this. This is nice. I'm going by myself, enjoying the scenery. It's all pretty or green and all this sort of shit. Yeah. And then there's these baby ducks. I was like, so cute. And then mama duck came out of nowhere. I was like, and he said, oh no, it was a goose. Was it a goose or a duck? I can't tell the difference.
Why are you asking us? It's your story.
But it went, hissed at me and chased me. It might have been a goose.
So you were sprinting away from this goose.
Yeah,
were you swearing it like while you're running?
I was like, it's going to fucking kill me. It's going to be death by goose or duck. I don't even know what it is.
This should have been on maps. This would have been iconic.
I just love the angle this has gone. Like, I'm telling a story about a duck. No, it was a goose. It was a duck. I don't care. It hissed at me.
Whatever it was, it chased me and it hissed at me, and I was mortified, terrified, because I was like, "How could such a beautiful creature do that to me?"
But he's so evil, demon duck,
devastating.
The duck from hell.
I know.
What else like scares you? What else are your fears? Bungee jumping, skydiving, cats.
I love cats.
I'm so scared of cats.
Wait, no.
Scared of everything.
One pounce on my face when I was like three scarred me forever.
No, you got to meet Coco. He's like my rag doll. He's like 17 years old. He's
it
so
wouldn't
fucking
pounce on me.
What Tim was saying is he doesn't like pussy on his face.
They're actually so good. Pussy pants on my face when I was little. Now I'm just.
That's what made him gay.
I love that.
Oh my God.
No, like, I'm going to steer this in a different direction. It's going to be a bit morbid, but it's just I'm afraid of losing ones that I love.
Aww. Can you promise you'll never die because we love you?
That's the thing. I've already lived for like 600 years.
You'll live forever. You'll be one of those people. You'll be like 100 years old and you'll still look iconic. Like,
just when you think you get rid of me.
You'll be on Maths like season 75.
Could you imagine?
Going down the aisle with like a walking stick.
I know. I'm just like, I'm never going back. I'm like, fuck it, at 75. I'm like, ah, man.
My retirement money's running out. I need some more money.
Yeah, I'm
Jesus. I'm dead. I'm the same. When I think about losing Rod, I start tearing up. Like, yeah. I better fucking die first. Otherwise, I'll be pissed off.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love the way that the conversation's literally going from like the whole fucking spectrum.
You guys are going to live forever and I'll be the first one to go. Where do you think you go when you die?
Oh
my gosh, this is really going in like every angle.
Okay, look, I'm half spiritual, half like I feel like it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like I love my crystals. And okay, so in saying that, like I will talk to someone and be like, and say how I think it's half bullshit. Yeah. I have so many crystals. If you go to fucking touch my crystal and rub your bad juju on there, I will like, it's not a good time.
You're dead.
Yeah, so isn't that weird? Like I'm there going, I don't know. But then
I don't know if I believe it, but if you touch it, you're freaking dead.
Yeah, and really? Then I pick up vibes really well. And it's so funny because I've just met so many different people and a lot of these people have been, I'm going to say, in the media.
Yes.
And they can be sweet as pie, but I just can't warm up to them. I have a pit in my stomach and then I normally find out later down the line that, they're a little bit evil.
Oh, my God.
A little bit evil. Yeah.
What your stones tell you? Or you get like an aura kind of?
Well, no, not my stones, but just like I just don't want anyone to touch my fucking stones. I can't even touch my stones, my crystals. They're just like to the side. I don't know. I'm very good on my gut.
Yeah.
So I've got to learn to follow that more. Yeah. Sometimes I go, no, it's always in my head, but no, I'm nearly 99.9% always right about the gut.
Do you ever get crazy indigestion around people like this?
Yes.
And that's a bad sign.
Do you know what? Your gut is your second brain and it's telling you about that bad juju.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you need to trust it.
I've literally had people be like, act so nice to my face and I just can't warm to them. And like, you guys have met me. Like, I'm so like, I feel like I'm lovely.
You are.
I feel like, no, like I always give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
like I always see the better in people, and that does screw me over because I want everything to be peachy and roses, and I kind of always say, you know, why can't everyone get along? Yeah. I live in a bit of a fantasy world that way, but yeah, just some people, yeah, fucking evil, man.
100%.
Out of all the people on Matt, who's the biggest troll apart from that NASA dude or whatever his name is? Is there any of them that are just like, just keep stirring the shit, throwing out false allegations and rumors and is
look, there was
criminal offender.
Criminal offender. I mean, there was a few people. I mean, Michelle really went for me a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah.
I basically had hardly any conversations with that woman and I complimented her. I was look, like, she looks fly. Like, she's got
she's doing OnlyFans now, isn't she?
Drop the mic.
Oh, my God. I wonder how much she's charging weekly or monthly or...
Look, that's her prerogative and stuff like that, but I just felt like the amount of shit and just talking absolute smack about me, dude, I spread. I keep saying spread because I'm thinking of OnlyFans.
Thank you so much for joining us, Lizzie. We're going to chat more off air because we could talk to you for hours. And yes. I was looking at the time. I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be a long podcast.
I'm like, don't leave me.
Don't leave me. But thanks so much for coming on. Where can people reach you on Instagram?
Yeah, just Instagram. I don't have any other social media.
Like, what is your Instagram? Is what the question is. I'm
Fuck. How many T's have I had? At Lizzie Lizza Elizabeth. I look at me going, is that my Instagram? Yeah. In my head, I don't even remember my own bloody Instagram.
You know what?
Jesus.
At the end of every podcast, I always just say, you can follow our guest at da 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 da. And I say, yours is so hard to remember.
Do you know why? Because no one, like, I get called so many different things. So Lizza, because I'm half Russian. So I've been called Lizza.
Yeah.
I'm half Russian. Yeah. So, and also some of my friends call me Lizza. And then Lizzie is what I predominantly go by. But then Elizabeth was just like my full name. But I never, no one ever uses Elizabeth. And if they use it, I'm like, you don't actually know me that well. Yes. Or I'm in trouble.
Well, if you can't find Lizzie, go to our Instagram at Tim and Rod, and we're going to tag her in the post about this podcast.
Yeah. Lizzie, honestly, thank you so much. We've had so much fun. I think this is the longest one we've ever done, but you are so iconic.
Because I never shut up. I'm like verbal diarrhea.
And if you're listening, stay the hell away from Lizzie's crystals. Honestly, thanks, Lizzie, you're the queen, and we can't wait to have you back again soon. We'll get you another cup of tea.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, my God. How good is Lizzie?
I love Lizzie.
Yes. We have a confession, guys. Though that chat went for literally an hour and a half because we just could not stop talking about random ass stuff.
Oh, honestly, like I know that the subject for today is random chats, but I don't think I've ever had that random of a chat. We literally went from like married at first sight to hissing ducks to clone willy dildos.
We were talking about crystals. We're talking about dolphins. We're talking about mass. We're talking about pirates, like you name it, we'll chatting about it with Lizzie, and she was just lapping it up. Honestly, the three of us together, we just cannot stop talking about random stuff. But that chat has just made me love Lizzie even more.
Yes, and that's just what this podcast is about. We hope you get a laugh out of listening to us talk shit, and hopefully we bring a bit of entertainment to your life.
But that's honestly what interests me. Like, some people like politics. Some people like talking about like what's going on in the news. I love random ass shit. If you're talking about something random that's just spontaneous, outrageous, and out of the box, sign me up, baby.
As long as you're laughing in life, then you're living.
And hopefully we can, through our random ass events and chats, we can make you guys listening forget about your worries, forget about your reality if it's a bit shit at the moment, and just... fully suck up our randomness.
Yes. If you're enjoying listening to the Real House Husbands podcast, you can catch up with all things on our Instagram page at Tim and Ron.
Yes. And do not miss next week. We've got another amazing guest coming up. It's going to be a fun show. But thanks again, Lizzie. Thanks again, guys, for listening. We'll see you next week on the pod.
Bye.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to the Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with at Tim and Rod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.